Opponents of same-sex marriage are cheering a decision by the Supreme Court yesterday. The court decided in favor of a Colorado baker who said his religious beliefs barred him from making a wedding cake for a gay couple. The ruling was narrow, although the court also said same-sex couples are entitled to civil rights protection. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The 2015 Supreme Court ruling legalizing same-sex marriage was widely seen as a victory for LGBT advocates. But one point in that ruling 3 years ago has sometimes been overlooked. Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for the majority, said reasonable and sincere people in good faith see marriage as a union of man and woman. Somebody who holds that view, the court was saying, is not necessarily a bigot. That point came up again in yesterday's ruling in support of cake shop owner Jack Phillips. Justice Kennedy, again for the majority, notes that some of the Colorado commissioners who considered Phillips' case disparaged his faith as despicable, even comparing his invocation of his beliefs to defenses of slavery and the Holocaust.
For Justice Kennedy, that was a warning sign.
First Amendment scholar Charles Haynes.
That free exercise of religion and claims for free exercise of religion are not being treated fairly, and he wanted, I think, to say that cannot stand.
Haynes is founding director of the nonpartisan Religious Freedom Center. In his opinion, Kennedy noted that other Colorado bakeries that refused to bake cakes with anti-LGBT messages were not punished for that refusal. Kristen Wagner, senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom, spoke yesterday on a conference call. Her organization supported the baker, Jack Phillips.
The state can't play favorites, and I think that's what the court said loud and clear today. Because it did play favorites, because it expressed hostility towards Jack, that's why the case was reversed.
The court did say that government can, and in some instances must, protect the civil rights of same-sex couples. But it also said that religious and philosophical objections to same-sex marriage are protected views. The cause of LGBT rights was compromised in Colorado, the court said, when the Civil Rights Commission there showed hostility toward Jack Phillips' sincere religious beliefs. That finding did not answer the big question: when are the civil rights of same-sex couples trumped by somebody else's religious freedom to oppose same-sex unions? And when are those rights protected?
The court's jurisprudence means that we are going to have state-by-state norms that vary quite a bit.
Law professor John Inazu specializes in religious freedom claims at Washington University. He says the Supreme Court seems reluctant to come up with a clear nationwide rule in these cases.
One of the consequences of this is we're going to see the blue state, red state arrangements deepen rather than come together.
Inazu says states in the short term will be somewhat free to come up with their own judgments, some more inclined to protect LGBT rights, others inclined to limit those rights in the name of protecting religious freedom. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.